When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My name's Jake, and I found a bunch of pornographic magazines inside a dead man's house. Not just any old magazines, Australian softcore pornography from the early 90s. Now, me and my little mate Pete want to invite you to have a look at some pretty rude stuff with us. So hold on to your stiffies, everyone, and welcome to Smut Club 1990. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990. Now, my name's Jake Smith, and I have fucked the intro. Pick up your microphone and talk.
Why have you fucked the
intro? No, because you go, welcome back to Smut Club 1990.
The only podcast where we peruse softcore Australiana 1990s.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we reperuse Cunt Me Dead. I think I've only got one in, like, I can only do one in one day and then I'm spent.
Way to ruin the theatre of radio and say that we're recording these back to back with last week's episode.
Oh, obviously it's back to back. Why don't we probably do a couple of callbacks to last week's
episode?
Would you
like me to do the intro this week?
How about we listeners, thank you for all your complaints about the poem from last week's episode.
Just preemptively, yeah.
Yeah. Now, why don't you do the intro?
I'll do the intro. I'll do it as you.
Oh, here we go. Hey, buddy, that was pretty good.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm honestly seeing stars. I pushed too much blood into my head.
Oh, well, why did you? You know, you got to...
I fucked around and I found out.
See, you're doing me when I'm cranky.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Yep. Where's the dulcet tones? We did this the other night. You're going to have the ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Smut Club 1990, the only podcast where we peruse softcore Australiana 1990s pornography. Fuck, it is hard.
It is hard,
it is difficult. I do apologise for any time I've made fun of you. It's quite a wordy little intro.
It is.
You've done fantastically well, all things considered. I think you should be incredibly proud of the things you've done. If you've got it right once, that's an achievement. So to have done it right multiple times... is honestly a testament to you and your intelligence and your bravery to do that every week. We are back in the shed, ladies and gentlemen, for another horny little edition of this podcast. And I would like to say, Jacob, I have picked an article this week. I've just had a little flick through.
Oh, have you now?
Yes, and I think it is time for another gripping yarn.
Sorry, I took a big drink of water.
I just want to say, the way a spit take works, right?
Yeah, I know, but...
is you take a big sip of water and then you spit it all out. If you take a big sip of water, swallow the water, make sure your mouth is clear and then go... it's not really the same effect.
I know, but you tell that that's a recently repaired MacBook. I don't want to have to spit water all over it again.
Okay. Well, I see.
Because last time...
last time you heard something shocking everywhere. So we're doing gripping yarns.
I had a big mouthful of custard, and then I watched an episode of Friends. Have you seen that television show?
Isn't it
they
very
live
funny.
Next door to each other, except for Phoebe. We never find out where she lives.
What character are you? 3, 2, 1.
David.
You are such a David.
Is he a character?
I'm a... Yeah.
Oh, David Schwimmer's one.
David Schwimmer's one.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it a beautiful episode when Monica and David Schwimmer's one go on that adventure?
Thank God
David Schwimmer's one and Jennifer Aniston's one get together.
Oh my God.
Because they had such chemistry there once.
Did Matt LeBlanc's one and Jennifer Aniston's one ever...
No,
Matt
LeBlanc's
one. Thing?
No. Matt LeBlanc's one and Jennifer Aniston's one were just friends. But yeah.
Who's the third bloke? Bing.
Bing. Mr. Bing.
You know Bing?
Yeah. Chandler Bean.
Phoebe.
Chandler Bean.
It's not Joey.
Ross.
Oh, fucking hell.
Chandler Bean.
So it's time for another gripping yarn.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
Now, this is the title of this story. So it's obviously gripping yarns. Write a short story for this page, which is a funny thing to say. Just for this page, not for the magazine. For
just,
the page.
Just for
this. It should be funny, sexy, strange, or all of the above, and around 700 words long. We'll pay $300 for every story we use. Send it to blah, 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 blah. You know the deal.
Now, that's, remember last time they had offered that they, if they had to punch up the yarn, if it wasn't a particularly gripping yarn, if it was just a semi-adhesive yarn, mm-hmm. then they would pay a tier based on... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they've not done this for this one, which means I wonder if they only say that when that's what's happened.
I think they've... I reckon they started doing that and then they realized that everyone who reads this magazine is a fucking idiot. So then just, again, yeah. if you... Sorry, I'm going all over the place here, but if you were alive, if you were your age right now...
I am my age right now.
Okay, whoa, fucking slow up, Copernicus. And I'm my age right now. And we're both traveling to get some apples. And you're going at this... No. If you were your age right now, back in 1996, would you buy and read this magazine?
I mean, probably.
I think probably as well.
If it was the only
well.
Thing available.
Yeah. Because
it's got everything I love in it. It's funny. It's got boobs.
Yeah.
And that's the whole list of things I love. Right? So I think I'd be absolutely a picture reader.
Yeah, I think I probably would be too.
If we're being honest with ourselves.
But that's what I'm saying. Not now. I wouldn't read it now because times have changed. But I think that if back then, 1996, I'd be like, yeah, this is pretty
Yeah,
funny
I
stuff.
Think it's crazy to think we would be reading this now. We wouldn't read it now.
Not at our age now.
Not at our age, at the age we are now.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I read it for the, like, I... Even before we started the podcast, I didn't even read this. I have no interest in it. I think it's fucking the silliest thing. It's funny to read with someone, but like to actually go cover to cover on it because we've got so many other stimulus.
Yeah.
I can't remember where I was going with this.
That's okay. The story goes for Gripping Yarns. This story is called Good Neighbours by Phil Dixon. Hard to say if it's a joke name or not, but... We'll continue on. So the cartoon image that has been drawn to accompany this is an absolutely stunning redheaded woman with a blouse on, no bra, truly gorgeous. As far as cartoons go, they've
sexy cartoon.
Fucking absolutely nailed
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely gorgeous.
Truly just the most beautiful of women for a cartoon. Obviously, I'd prefer a woman that's real, but if I had to have a cartoon woman...
You want that third dimension.
I'm looking for depth. Emotional.
See, unrealistic beauty standards they're putting on.
Yeah.
All those 2D women out there going...
Nah. Yeah, no, it's never going to happen. But anyway, so she's come into the thing. She's got no bra on and a blouse, so she's got some incredibly voluptuous cleavage.
Why? You've got a fucking cushion over you, Todger.
Well, the reason I've got a cushion over my Todger is because I have an erection in my cock.
Oh, filled with blood.
Filled with blood.
Shut up.
And so she... is seemingly there's a gentleman here now. He's naked. It seems that his towel has fallen on the ground. He's presumably the owner of the home or the apartment because he's on the interior side of the door.
Yep.
And he's naked. He's got a very pimply ass. We'll see if that comes into play. He's got a face where his tongue's hanging out and his eyes are rolling into the back of his head, and he seems to be making the noise of like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And she's got her left hand on his shoulder, and you can't see it, but it would appear her right hand is on his penis.
Right.
Which is why I think he's reacting in the way he's reacting.
Gotcha.
The story goes...
What's the title again?
Sorry, Good Neighbours.
Oh, okay.
Oh, maybe this is how Susan and Carl met.
Well, Good Neighbours. What do we think? Do you want to make a
neighbours. Everybody jerks off their neighbours with a little tiny handy. You can stick it in my ass. So anyway, okay, I'd love if Toadie's in this, but we'll move on. At last, Joe thought his ship was coming. Sorry, I'm having a hard time. My head just kept saying Toadie. At last, Joe thought his ship was coming in and he was getting out of Dullesville. Interesting start to the story. For the first time in his unremarkable life, he was feeling shit hot. Joe had always been one of life's nerds. That is hilarious.
Life's nerds.
He is one of life's nerds. Terrible writing. At school, girls would walk away from him giggling, and boys would lash him to the cricket nets with his own school tie and pull down his pants.
Oh, fuck.
He's one of life's nerds.
That's a great one.
But things started to change when Joe landed a great job at a software company.
Oh, he isn't fucking nerdlinger, yeah.
Computers turned out to be his kind of career, and he worked hard at it.
Man, I tell you what, the IT industry owes a lot to bullies.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they're sending out scouts to middle school. It'd be like, oh, you see that fucking thick-rimmed glasses nerd over there? Time to the cricket net and just kick the shit out of him because we need a new programmer in 4 years.
Yeah, and when you're done, peg a fucking black turtleneck at him and say, get to work. So computers turned out to be his kind of career and he worked hard at it. His bank balance started to look healthy and his pimples began to recede. I assume the ones on his ass never go away. Heck, he even went out and bought himself a flash new Holden. But today was the final touch. Joe was finally moving into his very own bachelor pad.
Oh, well done.
It was nothing fancy, but it was in the right part of town, and if you kneeled on the sink and tilted your head to the left, you could see a bit of ocean. That's pretty good, actually. Joe was convinced his new place was a genuine snatch trap.
Oh, shit.
Fucking hell.
This place, we'll come in, Mr. James, and we've got the two bedrooms over there in the...
Wait on. I'm just going to lean over the sink. Fucking hell, is that the ocean?
That's right. That's the Pacific.
Oh, jeez.
So, as I said, look, it is a little bit steep by a current market standard, $600 per week, but it is a bona fide snatch trap.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you all have snatch... Absolutely glamour around here, trying to get a view at that ocean.
Fuck. All right.
You know,
could we do 550?
Fix my Apple Mac, and we'll call it a day.
You're lucky that computers turned out to be kind of my career.
Go on.
It was a genuine snatch trap. Mm-hmm. He'd already caught glimpses of spunks coming and going from other units and knew it was only a matter of time before he'd be dipping his wick in one of them.
Oh, my word.
It'd be funny to think that that's a typo and they go, no, that still works.
I would. You meant to write whipping his dick in one of them.
Sorry, mate, I did dipping his wick.
Still works.
Fair enough. As Joe stepped from the shower on his third morning there, he heard a gentle knock on the door. That's him keeping track of the mornings that he hasn't fucked. Well, I've been here a single morning and I still haven't dipped my wick in anything. Second morning, nothing.
Dipless wick. Ding dong, dipless wick. Another day. Someone dipped my wick.
So as Joe stepped from the shower on his third morning there, he heard a gentle knock on the door. A knock that I presume sounds like this.
It's a very gentle knock.
Quickly grabbing a towel and wrapping it around his waist, he padded damply to the front door.
Yeah, like... That's how you pad. You pad. Yeah, don't you know the sound of you when you walk with your big stupid feet? Big nerd feet? Working my teeth?
Okay. He padded damply to the front door to be greeted by a stunning... red head.
That'll be the Sheila from the picture.
Now, would you like to continue forward? Oh, so that's sure. About halfway through the article there. It's right in the middle there. It's the quote.
A stunning redhead. Hi, my name's Rebecca. Just my sister's name. I live just below you, and I thought I'd come up and fill you in a bit on how this place operates.
Oh.
Rebecca was a dead set horn bag, Peter.
Fucking hell.
She had the body of a goddess and her blouse was undone all the way to the navel. She continued, I'm sure you'll find us all very friendly and that you want to get to know us all more intimately.
This is starting to feel incredibly sexual.
Yeah, she's putting out some serious doomy in the spadger vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm getting that as well.
Yeah. The old DMITS vibes.
Mm, yeah, it's feeling a bit... Because she's come up and she said, let me fill you in. You know, just working on what she's saying alone, you think friendly sort of occupant of the building, but in conjunction, and I don't know if it's because of the way you're saying it or because I've seen the picture and her massive chuzzies are really very out.
It's so shapely.
I'm starting to get the inkling that there might be some... sort of sexual fantasy about to take place.
Absolutely. And I know I'm purring it quite...
seductively.
Seductively, vivaciously.
Yes.
Now, it says here, Joe could hardly bring himself to speak. His eyeballs were spinning. Underneath his towel...
Shit, cunt. Oh, yes.
Underneath his towel, Joe's freshly washed tulle stirred abruptly. Oh, boy.
Stirred.
My tool stirring. Oh, love my tool stirring.
Yeah, okay, go on.
Says, Rebecca glanced down as his towel turned into a circus tent.
Oh, because he's now getting an erection.
Fuck, there's a little clown going, oh, you fucking cunt.
Yeah, she peered under the towel only to see three lions, two elephants, and six... Peter protesters, chaining themselves to his tockley.
Says, so Rebecca lands down his towel, as his towel turned into a circus tent. Looks like you're ready to start with the introductions right now. Oh, mind if I take a look?
Jesus fucking Christ.
Now, Joe could hardly contain himself as he dropped his towel. He'd always known his new apartment was going to be a babe magnet. A snatch trap, if you will. I've added that bit. A babe magnet. But this was ridiculous.
This is fucking crazy.
Says Rebecca glanced down at his throbbing member and licked her lips.
Dipped her, she likes it.
licked her lips. Can I hold it? She whispered. Joe nodded slightly and closed his eyes.
Joe looked back at his puppy dog. And said, are you talking about the puppy dog over there?
Joe nodded slightly and closed his eyes.
That little nod.
Yeah. Oh my, she hushed. You're so, and now in capitals, big. Rebecca rubbed her fingers up and down his swollen shaft until he thought he was about to lose his load all over the front door. Mind if I play with your balls? She breathed. Please, oh God, please play with my balls, begged Joe, verbatim. Rebecca moved her
left... Oh, he must be the juggler in the circus. Yeah.
You're hired! So please, oh God, please play with my balls, begged Joe. Now Rebecca moved her left hand down to gently squeeze and stroke Joe's right nut. And then she went to work on his left nut with her right hand. I know. Anytime I've had my gonads fondled, it's a package deal.
Yeah.
You never go, there's a little right one.
Yeah.
And now with my other hand, the left one.
Yeah, everyone knows that the ball and the other ball, when entering a sexual affair, their relationship to each other is that reminiscent of a single mother and a five-year-old son. It's like, yes, we can start seeing each other, but he's going to have to come as well.
It is a weird thing to be like, when even Joe's begging now, please play with my... I've never begged. If someone's like, do you want me to play with your ball? I'm like, if you want, but I'm going to continue watching the test match. I don't really care. Such a weird thing to do. She's stroked his right nut, and then she went to work on his left nut with her right hand. So she's doing a crisscross over.
Oh,
So
she's crossed her arms.
And now, unless there's some kind of freak accident, or she's got like a Inspector Gadget style hand. Mm-hmm. She's now the penis is now no longer engaged because she's got two hands, one on each nut, crisscrossed. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah, yeah,
she's
yeah.
Go Gadget. You know.
Well, I'm interested to see how the mouth comes into play here, because I feel like sometimes this could really solve the problems that you're presenting.
Third arm. The mouth. She says, "How's that feel?" She breathed. She's breathed. So the last she said, "Oh my," she hushed, and she said, "Might have a." She breathed the last one. She's breathing again. He's running out of fucking verbs. How's that feel? She breathed.
She talked out loud.
Fan fucking tastic. He croaked. That was me croaking it.
Yeah.
Joe couldn't hold out much longer. He could. He could feel his love juice getting ready to fire up his dick. Fire up his dick and splash all over the walls, the ceiling, and Rebecca any moment.
Oh, fuck. He's not going to get his bond back.
Mr. James, what is this? Is this love juice? It's fucking everywhere. It's all over the walls, the ceiling. Poor Rebecca here.
The agent.
says, Rebecca took a firm grip and yanked both his nuts almost to his knees.
Oh. Oh, no.
Ah!
Rebecca.
Joe screamed, "What the fuck are you doing?" Verbatim. What the? What the fuck are you doing? Why would you yank my nuts to my knees, Rebecca?
Rebecca, do you know anything about the male anatomy? They don't go that far.
I'm in serious pain.
Oh.
Now she says here, Rebecca's gorgeous mouth smiled. Shit.
Yeah, go on.
As her eyes blinked. Rebecca's gorgeous mouth smiled and she looked him square in the face. "I told you I was going to tell you how this place operates," she fumed. "Don't you ever, ever park in my car space again."
Got him.
You got him. You did sexually assault him to teach him a lesson, but I would have said maybe just a note on the windshield.
Hello, new tenant.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the building.
Thank you.
With all due respect, you've parked in my car space.
Do you want to wake me off?
Pardon?
Sorry, about the car.
So,
sorry, you were talking about the car park. Give me a hand job.
Did you say give me a hand job?
I'm sorry, I'm new here. What were you? So, are you like body corporate or?
No, I'm just another. I live below you. I said that already.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So I drive the blue Subaru over there.
Yep.
So I've had to park on the street parking. I've lived here for 3 years and I actually pay extra for that car park in the building.
Oh, wank me off.
So I feel... I swear I keep hearing you say things like, "Give me a hand job, wank me off."
Oh, no, not at all.
Why are you wearing a towel?
I'm no longer wearing a towel. Looks like my penis is out. You don't want to do something.
Of course, I'm trying not to look. Of course your penis is out. You just grabbed the towel and threw it behind you.
You know the Macarena?
Yes, but what does that have to do
with it? Yeah, they crisscross their hands in that. You crisscross, like... What?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that with my nuts?
Absolutely. Give me nuts.
Yeah! What the fuck are you doing? I find something about the immediate anger, like sexual... Where's the guy? The immediate... What the fuck are you doing? I find that so... I don't know why that bit tickles me. Just Sheila doing something fucking horrifically painful to a bloke. Right as he's being this dumb idiot. "Oh, I'm about to come. My neighbor's wanking me off. I'm going to come." And she just yanks his nuts. It's very funny.
And he snapped out of that haze.
That's very funny.
Fantastic.
That was great. I really enjoyed that.
A wonderful article. It truly has given me a big erection as well.
Well, you know, it felt like it went longer than it did. We're only on 23 minutes. Do you want to do something quickly?
I mean, yeah, if you could find a quick one.
All right, a little quick one.
Little quick one. Listeners, I hope you're having a really nice day today while Jake finds an article for us to talk about. If you're... you know, sitting there thinking you're having a bit of a tough time in your life or something, I just want to say feel free to reach out because we all have hard times, you know. And even though this relationship that we've developed is majority performative and you guys just listen, I like to think there is a genuine connection and a friendship there. Jake's shaking his head, which I think... I mean, I'm sort of new to Brisbane, but I think that means yes in this part of the world. So if you want to reach out, please send us a message, smutclub1990 on Instagram. I hope you're doing very well in your career. I hope you're doing well romantically if you've found someone. And if you haven't found someone, don't worry about it. Because,
okay, shut up now, cunt.
Okay, sorry.
I've been struggling to find one. I have found our next episode, though.
Oh, wonderful.
It's
cheeky like little tease.
It's reader submitted gags.
Oh, fantastic.
But we can't waste that because we've only got a little bit to go. Oh, what is there to talk about in here? It's just all the remaining articles are so good. I don't want to. Oh, I'm back to says you again. How about this one? Tired and emotional. Oh, this will be easy. We'll do this one quickly.
Great. Tired and emotional.
Tired and emotional. Tired, T-I-E-D.
Ooh.
It says, it's got a Sheila here. It says, my filthiest fantasy is to cause my hubby to lose control for once in his life. Just wrenches up the handbrake.
That's what I literally was thinking. Car accident immediately.
And don't get me wrong, he's a great husband and treats me like a princess.
Oh, that's nice.
But in the last 3 years we've been together, he's never once lost control. So nothing seems to fluster him. So I'd use his sexual fantasies to unsettle him.
Right.
You know what I'm thinking? Yanking his balls down to his knees.
With the old crossy arm.
And says, I know everything he likes sexually. I'd blow his mind by giving him all his wildest fantasies at once. starting by undressing him. That is one of my fantasies.
That's so hot, dude. I've always wanted to do that.
I can't wait. Man, I'm going to give that shower a go one of these days.
Oh, God. Just the thought of just not having clothes on. Really? Jesus Christ, man.
Gets me stiff in the wick. Starting by undressing him and tying his hands and feet to the bedposts. I don't know about you. I hate being restrained. And the idea of, you know, it's like, oh, I'm going to tie it. No, thanks. No, I prefer keeping up appearances myself. He gets really...
If you tie my hands to the bed frame, how am I going to do a shuckers at you when I like something? How are you going to know I enjoy it if I can't do that?
If you have to tie my wrist so I can still sign. What if a deaf person comes in and needs directions to the library? You famously didn't stick with the sign language class.
Give me enough rope so I can get to my chin so I can say thank you.
Oh, did I tell you I had a hearing impaired person that came into the venue and asked me, they're like, oh, can I get a table, blah, blah. It wasn't down in the club, it was just upstairs. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, they signed that they were deaf. I'm like, okay, sweet. So we spoke I spoke very slowly, clearly, ones and twos, how many people, blah, blah, blah. And then they all came in and they were all hearing impaired and they all... gave me the like a thank you for blah, blah, blah. I'm like, fantastic. And then I was like, I like language, maybe I should look up how to say thank you when they leave. And I'd had a couple of beers.
I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Yeah, I think I did the wrong one as they're all leaving. I tried to do the thank you, which, listeners, is like a arcing motion from the fingers
open
on the chin, arcing out
towards you.
And I'm pretty sure that if you go just under the chin and out, that is fuck you. Yeah. So,
thanks for coming in today, guys. Happy to help. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
I think they got it. If you saw someone doing that, you'd be like, oh, look, dumb dumb's trying to do it.
Yeah, with one eyelid half closed. Go, fuck you.
Yeah, and my hand, there's a durry in it. No, they're lovely people. So anyways, this lady continues to write. She says, he gets really horny over lesbian videos. Mm-hmm. So I'd sit with him.
I also am turned on by Bunnings ads.
So I'd sit with him and watch a movie, talking dirty to him and occasionally touching his prick with my tongue or fingers. He says occasionally.
Touching his prick. His dad.
Just licking him. I'd slowly strip for him, gyrating my hips and letting my fingers drag over my breasts and down to my mound.
Get out.
My mound. Turning around to give him a good look at my ass. because he is an ass man and nothing gets him going like a well-worn G-string. Well-worn. Yeah, just skid it up halfway. Skid it up. Hell. A bit frayed at the front. Curry stain on there.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd keep his dick hard for hours, but only touching it when necessary. I'm going to let you take over here, if that's all right.
Absolutely. I'd love to.
So, just from I'd keep his dick hard for hours.
I'd keep his dick hard for hours. But only touching it when necessary. I'd crawl around on all fours, giving him a close look at my ass and mound. That's the second time we've heard mound. So soon.
Check out me mound.
Check out me mound. They don't call me Edna the Ant. Krabuffle from the...
Imagine if it was just a big mound outside. Well, you like that? You like my ass? And check that out. Just pulls away the drapes. Look at it.
A fucking huge mound.
That's
over there.
The queen.
You can tell because she's got the bigger bum, and I know you're an ass man.
All right, go.
We protect her at all costs. All fours giving a close look at my ass and mound, asking if he'd like some.
Would you
I
like?
I assume her ass and the mound, not like.
See my ass. Would you like some?
Would you?
I'll slice off a bit of this mound.
But he only to refuse his request. So she's, you like some? And he goes,
yes,
oh,
please.
Oh, yes, please. And he goes, she goes, fuck off.
Psych.
Take backs. I have my fingers crossed behind my back. Fuck you. I'd ask him if a scene from the movie turned him on, knowing full well that two women masturbating would probably get any man going.
Probably not a gay man.
I'm probably not a gay man. Great point. I'd tell him that watching them made me horny too. I'd say I've always fantasized about women, but never said anything to him about it.
She muttered. Go on.
I've seen... What? Can't wait to say this.
Go on, out with it. So wait. Set the scene. So... So... You like that lesbian stuff? Do you want a bit of my ass? No, you can't have it.
No, fuck off. Fuck off.
And then you're going, oh, you like hey, you know what? Chicks? I might be a bit of a fucking... I might like to swing both ways too. What do you think about that, husband of mine?
Meanwhile, his cock would be raging like... Oh, hang on. Oh.
All right, get out.
Meanwhile, his cock would be raging like a purple carrot. He's laughing so hard, he's gassed himself.
Oh, that's a door. Oh, fucking hell. I've never done that in my whole life. I've been raging like a purple carrot.
Meanwhile, his cock would be raging like a purple carrot.
Oh.
Fucking hell. Oh, that's so funny. What does that mean?
Hold on, I'm just going to let the dog in. She's clawing at the door.
Oh, fucking hell. I'm going to keep reading while you're walking towards the door. Fucking hell. Slipper's going nuts out there. She's really raging like a purple carrot. She's fine. I'd begin stroking myself slowly, spreading my legs wide apart and giving the odd pant or moan of pleasure. Oh, that feels so good. Speaking of, good to see your dog.
Oh, big stretch.
Big stretch for the dog. Big pant of pleasure. Then I'd remove my panties and finger myself until I came.
Did I tell you about that? I did tell you about the guy in the toilet.
Oh, yes. Would you like to tell the listeners?
No, I was just saw a very unwell man in the public toilet across the road from my workplace. Where I was going to evacuate my bowels, and he was in there, and he was just reefing out the toilet paper. Just, you know, the big roll, just yeah. Reefing it out, going, just going, having the time of his life, and going, it was fucking sick. And I'm saying mentally unwell, and not impaired, as in just, he would... Something
cracked
slipped.
Out.
It cracked out.
Yeah, really.
I'm not making fun of anyone with a disability. This is a self-made one. He was fucked.
Yeah, fucking hell.
Still so funny.
Anyway, back to this woman that's figuring herself until she comes. This is the last line coming up now. No man could stand that, and for once, I'd be in control. That's from EF in Tallara, New South Wales.
Edna Frabopple.
Edna Frabopple.
Edna the Mound. For a bubble.
Wow. And now the images of her, she's kind of like, I don't know what sort of era you would describe. She's dressed like pink vest.
She looks like the sixth member of Twisted Sister. Do you know that band?
I'm not familiar.
Fuck, cunt. It's a great reference.
I was thinking she was very much a bit like in Greece, Rizzo, Pink Lady vibe. Because she got a little
Lezzo
pink jacket on.
hold on.
But yeah, there's a very graphic vaginal shot.
Yeah, included. I saw that.
A few, actually, turning over the page. There's more photos. It says, EF is obsessed with bending over backwards in efforts to send her husband... Oh, Jacob, listen to me. Full attention. EF is obsessed with bending over backwards in her efforts to send her husband's penis to the mental asylum.
You have set my... You got my dick going, nyang, 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 nyang. Nyang, 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 nyang.
Sending his dick to the fucking mental asylum on grounds of insanity.
Look at her. Look at her at the first page when she's got all the pink and stuff on. Right? Twisted Sister.
Oh, fucking.
You've bang on.
Called that, yeah.
It is that. That is a very niche reference, but.
Fuck yeah. That's so good. Oh, that was great. What that a good episode.
Fantastic. Well, great that we ended on a great one too. Oh, sometimes I, when a great one goes too short, I think, do we just call it there? But then we, because often when we go, I'll just do a short one, it's shit.
Yeah, that was great.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. We got purple carrot.
Yeah, we got purple carrot. We got a dick band sent to a mental asylum. We got double mound use.
That's mound squared.
Mound squared, mound on mound.
You know what a mound on mound, mound squared? Yeah. You're talking a mountain.
What?
Mountain.
I get it.
I'm sorry, I got a bit urban at the end there. Shit, is that a mountain? Mountain. Mountain Jew.
All the words you're saying, I have no idea what they mean. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this, listeners, and we hope that your penis was sent to some form of detainment and is able to be rehabilitated.
We hope your penis is getting the help it needs.
Yeah.
We hope it's got a loving team around it.
Yeah, I hope your penis, though now being locked up and away from the rest of society, is using that time to either turn to God or some higher power and getting to a better place.
Yeah, preferably the first one, the right one, the Catholic one.
So mine was a joke. Well, he said he means. And yeah, I hope your dick's doing well. And we can't wait to see it on the other side of all this.
Fantastic.
Jacob, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Peter. I think it's been a great, great episode.
Really fun.
Two great episodes we've recorded today.
We hope you've enjoyed them both. If you live in Brisbane, be sure to come along to Good Chat Comedy Club.
Oh, that's where I work.
That's where you work and founded.
Foundified.
Foundified. If you live in Cairns, Laughing Out Comedy, always a good time. Get on down.
But by the time this will be released, it will be still not when I'm up there, but I'll be up there soon. So if
which would be great. And also, this is just, a good little thing to tease out now ahead of time. If you happen to live in the great city of Perth, or you happen to live in the great city of Adelaide, the ones that are confirmed so far, those are the festivals that we are right now planning to go to. We'll be doing Shad and Pete Save the World in Perth for the first time. If you happen to live over there, be sure to come along.
We'd really appreciate you coming because we've never done it before. We've never done it before, so we'd love some bums on seats.
It'd be
there.
Fucking terrific.
And I would love... I haven't been to Perth since I was, I think, 8 years old. And I remember some people stole the hubcaps off the rental car and Dad was really upset because they bent the rim. How do they know? We'll be paying for this.
Yeah. So it's sort of a nicer place now, I've heard.
I probably not, but I would love to meet some people from Perth and whatever. And come to the show.
Come along. If you live in Adelaide, we're coming back.
Oh, Adelaide listeners.
We are so excited.
I know we do have one or two Adelaide listeners. And hello. And I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
We can't wait. So come along, Shad and Pete Save the World. And myself and Shad Wicker, who I do the show with, are both doing solo shows.
I live with
as
him.
As well. Yeah, you do live with him. He's on a holiday right now. We hope he's having a wonderful time.
I'm sure he is.
And yeah, we'll hopefully be coming back to Melbourne and Sydney and Brisbane, still all that happening. So
we're coming back to Brisbane. I'd hope we'd come back to Brisbane.
For the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Yes.
I'm hoping. But we're back at Good Chat Comedy Club monthly. So just follow along. Anyway, that's it from us. Thank you for coming. No pun intended. Third one of those we've heard today. Keep on keeping on, you know. Be that little cat hanging on that pole.
Whoa.
That old school cat, you know, the cat picture. Keep
He's
hanging in there.
He's drowning. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.